While borders may be closed, but some international backpackers are still making the most of their New Zealand travel dreams. There are estimated to be up to 150,000 overseas visitors still in the country, and despite various repatriation flights, many have decided to stay on. Our cameraman Simon Rogers and reporter Nita Blake-Person spoke to some of them.
New Zealand has long been a mecca for backpackers, and for some lucky travellers, their dream of seeing the country is still alive.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like I'm stuck. Like, it's quite nice, good weather, can check out some waterfalls, visit the park, whatever. So, feels good.
Belgian backpacker Matt Klaus arrived in New Zealand last March. He thought about heading home when the COVID situation started to get serious, but decided it wasn't the best option.
Oh, it's way better here because your government is taking care of it way better than anywhere else in the world. So, I mean, look at 6-7 weeks later, it's all good. We're walking around freely and my country is still making stupid decisions. So, yeah, a lot better here.
He's not alone. There are estimated to be between 130 and 150,000 visitors from overseas in Aotearoa at the moment. Of course, not all of those are backpackers, but Matt Klaus says the ones who are here to make the most of it.
I think the people who are now still here are the people who are relaxed about the situation and knew that New Zealand was going to take care of it. Because a lot of the young German backpackers, they all went home in panic. And we were a bit like, why would you go home? Because the situation back home is a lot worse than here. I feel I'm less nervous about finding a job here in New Zealand as a backpacker than back home. Like, really? All this year, I had to send maybe 3 emails, and within 2 days, you have a reply, you can start Monday. Because, like, we're doing the easy jobs, kiwi picking, vineyard work, whatever. Like, you don't need degrees or whatever for that, so.
Mats is living at a Papamoa holiday park. The place is full with people in the same boat, like Chilean Mario Moncado, who can't get home.
I couldn't, because there's no tickets. I tried to buy one, but was not possible. So I had to stay here and try to move to the town I was. I was in Hastings, so I moved here to try and so make some money.
He's camping to keep costs down and making the most of being in New Zealand.
And I think that it's good to be here because it's quiet, it's like in peace place. I think it's better to be here, but I also miss my family, my friends.
Frenchman Antoine Casanova is staying in his van at the same park. He hightailed it to the Bay of Plenty when his work in Queenstown dried up.
A few days before lockdown, heaps of people were leaving Queenstown, going back home if they could. And after, when lockdown has been removed, many people have been fired in Queenstown, so they also decided to leave and go back home, and others to go somewhere else to find a job in a farm or in a factory.
And he plans on sticking around.
New Zealand is still safer than France, so I'm gonna try to stay here as long as I can. But if in one way I'm running out of money, or if it's not even more possible for me to stay in New Zealand, I'm gonna go back here, I think, in France.
Further up the coast, the backpackers start to thin out. The summer hotspot of the Coromandel Peninsula was already starting to quieten down for winter, but lockdown meant that hibernation began earlier than expected. Luke Minero managed to find a spot at Whangamata's holiday park to see out level 3 and level 4.
At first, I had a lot of doubt, if I should go back home or stay here. Then I had my mom on the phone. She told me that the situation was really bad in France, so maybe I should stay here. And then I had the opportunity to stay here thanks to Sarah and Dean, the owner of the campground. So, yeah, I just decided to stay here, and it's a really good place to be stuck in. Whangamata is really beautiful.
He also left Queenstown when things started to turn and is now looking forward to exploring the North Island.
I think for me it will be great, actually, because less tourists. I know it's a bad thing for New Zealand, but for me especially it will be quite good because I can do, for example, Tongariro, which is supposed to be really crowded usually, so maybe there will be less people doing it. And also, yeah, all these wonderful places which usually are packed with people, maybe it will be more pleasant to do it now.
And while New Zealand's restrictions ease, Luke says he looks home with concern.
You kind of feel guilty, because you're here, The weather is good. It's a wonderful country. People are nice. And everywhere else in the world, it's going kind of bad, you know?
A lucky break for those who still get to enjoy our country while the borders are closed. For Checkpoint, Nita Blake-Pearson.